Good afternoon.
Hi.
My name's Matthew. I've been serving at Harder Social for pretty while, so, you know, but I just love serving the message or doing whatever I get to do, pray for people. I mean, you guys see my truck I have. It's, if you ever see War Room, it's, you ever see her room that she has in that little closet? I got her beat. Okay. I got a plan for her. You know, like she says, you always have to have a plan for your prayer or your life and all that. If you would, turn to John chapter 13, verse 34. And I want to talk to us about a little bit about the struggle in our lives. And the one thing I've been going through this couple weeks, is I've been struggling with my life. And I mean, I'm a minister, and I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not perfect. I go through stuff in my life, and the one thing I can always say is that the one thing I'll never forget is that God loves me no matter how much I fall, how much I stumble, and all that. And
amen.
So, the one thing I looked at in our lives is that we all struggle with something in our life. We've got something inside of us that we really, really get deep into our lives and that we're not wanting to share. So I wanted to look at verse 34, and it says here, I command you, that I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. He's not just sitting there going up there and asking you to say, hey, I want to love Larry, or I want to love Mark Cimino. He's wanting you to. Look, we all struggle. If we're all struggling, each one of us, this church here, everybody should know each other, right?
Amen.
So if you know each other, then whenever someone's struggling, you should be praying for that person. You should be taking whatever they're going inside. Jesus said that when you love that person, but look, he washed your feet, he took care of you, and that whenever you're struggling, he's going to pray for you. He wants you to pray for each other, but also that you can be there for that individual. Look what he says in Luke 22, verse 33. And he says here, you already know that he told Peter, you're going to deny me three times, right? So he says, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. But when you do, you return to me strengthened in your brother. But see, what he's saying is, look, he knew Peter was going to deny him three times. But whenever he did that, he's praying for him beforehand.
Right.
So if we know that each one of us are struggling in something in our life, we have to be willing to pray for that. I mean, look, everybody carry. I mean, I was going to bring my wife's purse, and what's inside of it is it's all her junk, man. One day I just pulled her stuff out, and I threw it all on the ground, and it came out. That's all her stuff is in her purse. But just remember that inside that purse is people's struggles. I mean, if you're so silent, you don't want to tell somebody about your struggle or what you're going through, then pray for them. Because look, even when you're walking down the street and you ask somebody to say, hey, how are you doing? And they say, I'm doing all right, or I'm doing okay. That's the time to sit there and ask them what you can pray for them. Because if you don't, man, you let them walk out and walk away. Look what you're doing. You're letting them walk away with a problem in their lives without asking them to pray for them. Because if we don't pray for them, they're gonna hold that struggle inside. And they're not going to get rid of it. The only way we can get rid of it is do like Galatians 6:2 says. and sincere. I bear one another's burden, for so it is fulfilling in the law of Christ. But if you go look at James 6:2-8, it says here, 2:8, it says, if you really want to fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself and do as well. I mean, each one of us is a neighbor. Each one of us is individual. I mean, you know each other. I know Marie, but when Marie's going through something, if she sends me a message saying I pray for it, I'm going to pray for it.
Amen.
If Mark, if he, I mean, look, sometimes Mark goes sits there and says, man, you're quiet. Because he knows me. Just like you know each other in here. So you should be one to pray for him and you know, pray for each other.
Amen.
Because if you don't, you know, God knows your heart. He knows you. I mean, we got to care for each other.
Amen.
I mean, look, if you want to, you can carry your baggage. Or just like Jesus said, I mean, James 15:16 says, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed in your affliction. Pray for the righteous man avail much. Because if we pray for each other, we got to, man. I mean, people just don't know the power of God's prayer. I mean, we know that God is power, so powerful that, you know, whatever I'm struggling with, he already knows it, man.
Amen.
He's not going to sit here and not, I mean, maybe he's going to allow me to go through stuff. But still, like Jesus said, I am praying for you. Because so that you can be strengthened. Remember, that verse is not just for Peter. It's for you, each individual, man. We got to be praying for each other. Because I'm not going to, I mean, if you want to, I can leave you this piece of paper, all this paper here, and I give you my phone number, put it in there, and all you got to do is call me and text me, and I'll pray for you.
Amen.
Because if you don't think so, ask Mark. Ask Marie. Go ask Jay Gibson. He gets mad at me. I sit here and say, you know, send him a message and encouraging and praying for him, and sometimes he's like, you know, he doesn't want to feel like it, but I'm not going to let him get down and out. Because I'm not going to do that. That's not what we should be doing for each other, man. That's what we're here for. This is the church. This is God's church. And he wants you to pray for each other.
Amen.
So, like Matthew 25 says, here's what he said. He says here, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink.
Amen.
I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was a prisoner and you came to visit me. I mean, everything that you do to one another, you're doing it for, I mean, look, each one of us is God's handmade. God made you for him. And we all are a body of Christ.
Amen.
And if you're not a part of the body of Christ, you need to come to know Christ.
Amen.
Because, you know, each one of us is like the body of the leg. You know, your arm, if your arm doesn't work, you know, nothing else is going to help you. But if you don't want to fix it, it's never going to get fixed. So each one of us is a body of Christ. God knows each one of us. I mean, look, he knew me from the before I even was created. He knew who Matthew O'Connor was. He knew that one day Matthew O'Connor was going to be a a prayer ministry or a truck driver or whatever.
Amen.
So if he knows that, then he knows each one of you. So you should know each one. Mm-hmm. Because this is a church, right? Well, it's a body of Christ. Every one of us are, each in one, should be praying for each other, encouraging each other, because if we don't, I'm not going to let you fall on the ground, man. Don't let somebody stumble. I mean, have you ever seen that movie, where he's sitting there, one guy's skating down the road, and he sits there and puts a stick out in the middle, and he goes out, tries to jump over, goes over the water? The kid learns that same thing. If we don't want them to stumble and fall, we want to help them up and encourage them. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, it's going to be like that guy, man, that ran off that you didn't ask to pray for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, many times you can go in, I go into truck stops and I ask them, "Is there, how you doing?" They say, "I'm not doing all right." Then I say, "Can I pray for you?" They say, "No, they don't need that." I mean, let me tell you a story. One time I was driving a truck, right? And I got out. I go to the, dump my stuff out, come back. I was walking down halfway, and God asked me, he said, "Go pray for this guy." So I said, "Okay, I'm going to go pray for him." I bang on the door, and I said, and he goes, opens the door, and he says, "Is there anything I asked him, can I pray for it?" He says, "Like, no. He ain't got time. He's on the phone and all that." So I said, "Okay." I go back to my truck and I sit in my truck and I said, "God, you asked me to pray for him. He didn't want nothing." So, okay. So I started getting my paperwork for the next load, and behold, here he comes, banging on the door. Our church needs finances. I need prayer. So get out and pray for him. See, that's the thing. If you ask, maybe they say no. Pray for them anyway.
Amen.
I mean, don't you know? Each individual every day should be calling each other, praying for each other, encouraging each other. If you don't, you're missing it. You're missing Christ, man. The love that Jesus has for us is that we should pray for each other.
Amen.
That we, whatever we're struggling with, don't let it defeat you. Because I did that. I let my struggle try to defeat me. And I'm not gonna give Satan any bounds in my life. Because the only one I know that can beat my struggle is God Himself.
Amen.
And plus with Mark praying for me, and then Aaron, a friend of ours, saying, encouraging, and then talking to Jay. I mean, that's the stuff you have as a church, people that love each other, being willing to pray for each other. Remember, just like that man on that Jericho. I mean, are we going to sit here and walk past the guy while he's beat down? Are we going to lift him up and take him up and bandage him up and take him to the motel room and show the love of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
So today, is there something in your life that you're struggling with in your life that I can pray for you? Or if there's something in your life today that you need Christ with? If you don't know Jesus, come to know him today, because you don't never know what tomorrow holds. Because if you think that we're going to be here tomorrow, then you must know better than what God knows. Because we don't, man. We don't never know. I mean, you know, one thing I think about is that Jesus Christ one day is going to come back, and we're going to get caught off guard, because we're going to sit here and say, "God, I'm not ready." He's not going to sit there and do that.
Amen.
He's going to come, and he's going to come get us, and he's going to take us. So are you ready to know Jesus, or is there something in your life I can pray for you? Oh, Heavenly Father, I just want to come before you right now and ask you, Father, to lift up everybody in here today that whatever they're struggling with or whatever they're dealing with in their lives, man, you know this better than you. Better, you know their hearts, and you know what they're struggling with or what's going on in their lives. I mean, we all struggle, God, but the one thing we can always resist to is to come to know you and to live for your will and just come to you, because what a great God we serve, man. I mean, you know, I know people ask today about prayer about in their lives, and people with cancer and people with sickness and all that. You know, man, the one thing I know is that you're the greatest surgeon of all time. You're the greatest. I mean, you know the medicine. You know our hearts, God. You're the greatest counselor. You're the first surgeon of all time, God. So if you know all that stuff, God, you know their lives. I mean, is there anything impossible with you? No. I mean, there is just nothing impossible with you, God. So help people to realize that there is just nothing that you can't do, because we have the power of Jesus Christ in our life that we can say we can go the furthest distance that you allow us to have. So I pray, Father, today that people come to know you, and pray that people, whatever they're hurt, whatever they're going through, that they can seek you out. We just pray you lift all these things up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.